You're listening to KNKX. Dick Stein and our food commentator, Nancy Leeson, have been concocting their own homemade cleaning products with varied results. What worked and what flopped on Food for Thought.
So, Nats, there I am in the dentist's office looking around through the magazines, hoping to find a copy of Proceedings of the Royal Astrophysical Society, but no. All they had was Us Magazine, Golf Digest, and Sunset. So, leafing through the Sunset, there was this article about making homemade cleaning sprays, so you don't have to use all these chemicals. As you know, for many, many years, I've used nothing but vinegar and water, but since it was Sunset, you steep rosemary in the vinegar for a week, and then it has a lovely smell. So I thought, that's cool, and we've got a rosemary plant the size of a Christmas tree. Must have been them nuclear tests. Anyway, I went out, got a bunch of rosemary, crammed it into a canning jar, filled it up with white vinegar, screwed on the lid, stuck it in the dark cabinet. A week later, just for drill, I take out the old rosemary, pack in fresh rosemary, wait another week, and I think, you know what? Let's make it lemon fresh. And I put in a bunch of lemon peels, too, okay? So we're talking almost 3 weeks this stuff has been steeping in there, drained out all the lemon and rosemary. And because it's Sunset, they say, and decant into a glass spray bottle. Well, I don't have any glass spray bottles, and I wouldn't do that anyway.
So what did you put it in?
I did my same old plastic sprayer that I've always been using.
Okay, right.
Glass, are you kidding me? That stuff breaks. And I give it a spray, and it didn't smell like anything. It smelled like the same old white vinegar and water. So now I got this stuff. I'll use it up, but I don't think I'll bother with it again. But it got me thinking about homemade cleaning stuff. You know, all that stuff with the chemicals and the propellants and all that. Vinegar works great for all that stuff. I've been using it for years.
Okay, here's what I did. I did look up solutions for cleaning the window glass in your ovens. The glass window in my oven is disgusting, okay? I bake a lot. I use that thing. Yeah. I roast. The fat drips. It gets all over that front glass. It's just embarrassing.
Mine is almost completely opaque. So what do you do?
First, I tried Bob Villa's advice. I figured he'd know something, and it was to simply make a paste of baking soda and water. Uh-huh. It was like a half to a cup of baking soda, enough water to make, as he says, like shaving cream.
Uh-huh.
Leave it on the glass for 15 minutes or more. I went for 30 minutes, and then wipe it clean.
And?
Nothing, honey.
Nothing, I knew it.
Nothing. So wait. So then I go back, and I found this YouTube video that suggests a mix of baking soda, Dawn dishwashing detergent, and apple cider vinegar.
Why apple cider vinegar?
I don't know. That's what the person used. Maybe that's what she had. I thought maybe it would smell good, like the rosemary and the lemon, right? You know, I went for like 15 minutes because it didn't say how long to leave it.
Uh-huh.
Nothing. I should have read the comments on that one because plenty of people said it didn't work. And we all should have noted that it was on a site called Eddie Got Funny Jokes. Ha ha, Ed. That's when I brought in the big guns.
The chemicals.
Easy off, extra strength, oven and grill cleaner. So Mac walks in, he finds me with a can in my hand, and he says,
"Put on gloves. That is dangerous."
And you know what? It worked like a charm. And then I used my biodegradable and Leaping Bunny certified Mrs. Meyer's Clean Day multi-surface everyday cleaner to ameliorate the molecular destruction.
Well, eaters, we want to hear about your adventures in creating your own home cleaning solutions, the ones that worked and even more so the ones that didn't. Those are the ones that are the most fun to hear about. Weigh in at the Food for Thought post at knkx.org. With KNKX food talker, Nancy.
Because sometimes extreme measures are called for.
Listen.
He's Dick.
Practicing asceticism.
Stein.